I don't even know what I'm doing now. I'm Jonathan Hutton. Caught off guard with that. Hutton, what's up? How are you?
Is that an old English accent, or is that Conor McGregor cutting a promo in the UFC? I don't know.
Maybe both. It was something.
Oh, yeah.
It was something. Legal tampering gets underway in about 27 minutes, and, you know, in about 30 minutes, we'll have the first signings unofficially, because you know how this works. Illegal tampering has been going on for about 3 weeks. So some of these things are probably already going to be done. But with the Titans and cornerback, I think this is a pretty robust defensive back market, especially on the safety side. But the Titans, to me, need to spend with in getting a corner. Who stands out to you that would be a fit for this team?
Well, the big money there, Chase, is on the Kendall Fuller. Xavien Howard coming onto the market now is one that would certainly fill the need. And look, I think the cornerback spot is the place to actually be a little extravagant here and go and spend some money, just because
you got to overpay. You just have to.
Yeah, you got to overpay. But I mean, it's also one of the premium positions where you can go do that, you know, and they have some options outside of this. You know, you've got there's a couple of corners that have worked with Denard Wilson in Baltimore that come to mind. But also on just the high end level, you can go spend, you can put some money on the back end of things while, you know, not kicking the can down the road. You can give them a hefty signing bonus right now on top of front loading some stuff based on their cap space. So I think they're going to be aggressive at that spot. And I anticipate and I think a lot of it is due to where they are currently in the NFL draft and how many picks they have. It's not, to me, if you're just trying to spitball where they may go at 7 if they stay there and how many picks they have after that, I don't think it's a great year to go get that top end corner and develop that guy. I think they got to go find him. And this is going to be an overhaul at the cornerback position, Chase. This is, I'm not listing that position on guys that are current free agents for the Titans that are, you know, must keeps, you know, like I'm replacing it. I'm overhauling that secondary. And I think it's also what they did with Byard with the money that was allocated and what they have allocated at safety. I think they're moving that to the outside and putting that money at corner, and that's where it should be.
Talking to Jonathan Hutton this morning. Jonathan, I saw your Insta story about the future home of Derrick Henry. You'll be not devastated, but I think you'll be mad at the Ravens if they don't go and grab Derrick Henry like you talked about.
Well, I think it's a layup for them, Joe. You got the RPO game. They can run that to perfection. Let's consider that J.K. Dobbins, he's getting hurt, of course, but he's a free agent. I know Josh Jacobs has been linked there too. But Joe, the whole vibe, you know, the identity of Baltimore, there are just some teams that you know what they represent. Baltimore is physical, right? That the behind the pads type team. There's certainly that on the offensive line, certainly that on defense. And I mean, I look at Derrick Henry and think the same thing. So I think it's a great fit. Titans fans are going to like that based on the rivalry between the two franchises. But I mean, if he wants to win, and he does, he wants to get paid, he can. He needs to go to a team that values the run. They do. And I mean, if you're in the playoffs and you're facing the Kansas City Chiefs and you have Derrick Henry in the backfield, I'm giving him the ball more than 6 times. Unlike what they did this past matchup against KC, where they gave the running back 6 carries total out of the backfield in that game and let Lamar Jackson throw the football, 40 times in that matchup.
Talking to Jonathan Hutton from Outkick, and obviously the Titans have a lot of holes to fill, offensive line being at the top of the list, receiver as well. But I'm also curious on the defensive line. It looks like Denico Autry is going to hit the market, and you know, maybe they come back to him and end up re-signing him. But how would you address defensive line and getting Jeffrey Simmons some help?
Well, and just overall, I think if we're just listing priorities to keep, Denico Autry is at the top of my list.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been excellent here in Nashville. He's consistent. He's available. And he wreaks havoc on the opposing offensive line. And he gets the quarterback to the ground. I mean, he ends drives effectively. And I think that not just a compliment to Jeffrey Simmons. I mean, they were when he's on the field, Autry's versatile. I mean, they can move him around some. And within this defense, they're a tandem. I know his age. I just don't think he's at the tail end of his career. I think there's production left. And, I mean, I want to bring that guy back because he's a known commodity. The Titans don't have many of them. And there's options in free agency. I'm just going with the guy that I know. And Danico Autry is what they should be wanting to represent up front. They've got Simmons. I would put Autry at the very top of that list on guys that you've got to keep or at least try to keep it with the importance. And you've got Al Shire is next in line probably for me. And then there's Nick Folk. I mean, those are really the three that I would prioritize. Yeah. And after that, I mean, you can find upgrades. And if those other players go out and find a better deal, so be it, because you can replace those players with a contract that's going to be more received as for what they were, which is just a role player.
I totally agree. Talking to John Hutton this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Free agency, legal tampering starting at the top of the hour. That's going forward. The news came out earlier, Jonathan. T. Higgins wants to be traded from Cincinnati. And we asked our listeners, would you give a first rounder for T. Higgins? Overwhelmingly, no. You agree?
Yes, I agree with that. But what's the return? So, like, Cincinnati, I think, has the 17th or 18th pick in the draft. Titans have the 7th. Could you get some type of package where you move back to 18? Could you flip first round picks, give up another pick in this draft, and then a future pick? It doesn't have to be a first rounder. I'm not insinuating that. In next year's draft for T. Higgins. But what you would be doing if you're trading for T. Higgins and you're giving up pick number 7, you're trading for T. Higgins when you could draft Roma Dunze, you could draft Malik Nabers, and you get a younger version of that. Although if you're trading for T. Higgins, you're trading because Callahan wants T. Higgins over any of these guys. That would be the reason why. But I'm not trading all this draft capital, Joe, especially the high-end picks, the elite talent that they can have at 7, regardless of position. I'm not trading that player away in order to develop what's going to be a rebuild and trade for T. Higgins, which is a plant-and-play type player trying to speed this process up, because no matter how fast you try to go this year, I don't think the Titans are just a quick fix. And they certainly haven't fixed offensive tackle. And by trading for T. Higgins and trading number 7, you're probably signing a player like Jonah Williams, I guess, at left tackle too, because you're giving up on that player at number 7. And in my scenario at 18, I'm not sure even the fourth tackle is available at 18, given the value of where this position is right now, and certainly not the top-end wide receivers. Although many think Brock Bowers is going to fall down, and if we're just talking corner, I don't think Bowers is going to be there at 18. If we're just talking corner, that's probably the range of the top corners in this draft, is the middle of the first round. So that could change your whole free agent philosophy here. But no, I'm not trading just a number 7 in exchange for T. Higgins, because, I mean, the Bengals would be moving up to draft their next T. Higgins at number 7, Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze, if they last that long. That's how much these guys are valued right now. They could both, one of those guys could be available, maybe not even both at number 7. So if you're trading for T. Higgins and you're trading number 7, to me, just draft a wide receiver at number 7.
Yeah, I agree with that. Real quick, where should backup quarterback be on the shopping list for Rand Carthon?
It's a great question. I was thinking about this because I had to prioritize positions of need just early in free agency last night on Channel 5. And I contemplated putting backup quarterback on this list because of just how much I think Will Levis is going to be hit. Look, based on what's happened in Jacksonville, I like trying to piece together connections. Jacksonville's trading for Mac Jones. What does that mean for C.J. Beathard? We know there's a connection now with the offensive coordinator in Jacksonville. Is that a possibility? Maybe. But it needs to be more than just what we've seen in recent years, where you've got a young player backing up your veteran. This should be the opposite. And look, it's hard to find the vet who wants to come in and just be the backup QB. There are lifers, though, there are true quarterback lifers that have made a ton of money doing that, and that can pick up an offense fast. That's what Callahan is addressing. I would put that solely on my coach and his background, his quarterback background. What type of quarterback, veteran quarterback, do you want with Will Levis, who's effectively ready to go at a moment's notice, but also is extremely effective behind the scenes with your young QB? That's the key, and that's easier said than done, given the fact that a lot of these backups right now are either already signed with a young player. I'm thinking about what's going on in Carolina, what will be happening in Washington, what will be happening in Chicago. There are those players available. The question is, what type of money? And normally the backups that sign immediately, Chase, are in the let's go in and compete mode. And I don't necessarily think that anyone's coming in to compete against Will Levis, even to giving the perception of it. This guy would be signing to be a backup, and you could probably sit and wait a little bit and let the market bear itself out.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I know we'll have a lot to talk about next week. You'll have a lot to talk about with the Midday Show on Wednesday as free agency gets underway, but going to be fun for sure. Appreciate it as always, Hutt.
Hey, yeah, enjoy the week, guys. And I would say I expect the Titans to be aggressive.
I do too. They need to be.
Yeah, yeah. And that's maybe the first time I've said that in a while going into free agency. Normally you sit and let them – they're going to overspend somewhere, but you have to this time of year if you're going to be aggressive. And the Titans need to be with the money they have to spend and all the holes they have to fill.
Yep, going to be fun for sure. Appreciate it.
Yep. See you guys.